I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Research links a high-fat diet to a molecular switch in the body that turns on the progression of colorectal cancer. Dr. Ray DuBois is here to talk about how the level of fat in your diet can actually increase your risk of colon cancer. Dr. DuBois is the Dean of the College of Medicine, and he's Director of Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. DuBois, give us a brief overview of the MUSC research related to a high-fat diet and increased risk of colon cancer.
For the past several years, my laboratory has been working on a receptor, the switch that you talked about, that's located in the cells lining the colon, and it's activated by fatty acids. We have found that when the receptor is activated, there's a significant increase in tumor burden in several of our animal models. And when the receptor is inhibited or we can remove the receptor, there's a significant decrease in tumor burden. We're now trying to study all of the chemical inhibitors that we can create or obtain to see if we can use this receptor as a mechanism to treat or prevent colon cancer in humans.
Can you tell us simply how a high-fat diet turns on this switch for colon cancer progression? What's really going on there?
What happens is in individuals who are taking a diet high in the saturated or unhealthy fat, that increases the level of those fats in the intestine as it gets digested, and it activates the receptor that we're studying. And when that receptor is activated, it dramatically increases the number of colon tumors that form in the intestine.
And what sorts of foods are really high in this bad fat that can turn on that switch?
These unhealthy fats are present in fast foods and things like whipped cream and red meat, beef short ribs, fried foods, foods that are cooked in lard or fried in lard. And that is what causes the problem.
Does eating a low-fat, very healthy diet regularly truly reduce our chance of getting colon cancer?
Well, I think so, and there's evidence to indicate that. And if you look at the molecular level, Bobby, when it's high-fat and the unhealthy fat, it stimulates these intestinal stem cells to transition into an early cancer. And the low-fat or the healthy fat doesn't seem to do that. So clearly, we do think it's the fat that's causing the problem.
What do we need to know about colon cancer screening to help prevent colon cancer?
I'm really happy you asked that question. There's been a recent update on colon cancer screening since our last discussion. We now recommend screening to begin at age 45 instead of 50, and that's really important because colon cancer is occurring at younger ages now than it did before. As I always say, any screening is better than no screening, and the golden standard in this country is colonoscopy, but other options exist, such as stool tests for blood or for DNA.
And what is the impact if we keep up with our colon cancer screening?
The impact is phenomenal. I mean, there's over a 35 to 50% reduction in mortality or incidence of colorectal cancer. And if we pick it up early, it's much more treatable with either surgery or endoscopic removal of those lesions with a much higher 5-year survival.
Dr. DuBois, thanks for this update about a high-fat diet and increased colon cancer risk.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.